How would you describe that direction?
Well, it has done it in the last, I would say, in the last 60 hours.
Mm-hmm.
In that direction, it's coming from the south west.
Okay, say if it was coming from like Tennessee down, how would you describe that in direction?
Well, I'd say, and I have said it, out of the north. Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if it was coming from not the northwest, but it was coming from the north, but it was a little farther
Well, I'd say out of the north.
Okay.
We have enough.
What if it was coming from like Georgia downward?
Well, out of Georgia, as we stated, it was coming from the east.
Okay.
From Georgia, we'd say, like Atlanta would coming out of the east.
What kind of day would you call it if just it was just sprinkling a little bit? No, it wasn't all that thunder and lightning.
Well, just a atmosphere breaking of the heat wave. It'd be a kind of a misty,
mm-hmm.
just more sore and. Which I have seen it many times in life, it wouldn't be just in drops of rain, it'd be kind of misty,
mm-hmm.
combustion from the...
From the clouds?
Yeah, from the clouds. Mm-hmm. I said this cloud, you see, developed maybe less than a third away from the sky above,
mm-hmm.
which it forms up there. And the pressure above the sky through that thunder cloud above us there, it's like kind of form like a moss. And maybe the hot wave will hit it or a cold wave will hit it and bust it, and it's going to mist for a few minutes and then vanish, just move on like smoke, in which I've seen it many times in life. Why, sure. I've seen it vanish. Right over around the state building, be picking cotton, and then come up one of those black-looking, foggy, smoky, and then not a minute, maybe mist a little, and see it a little bit when it's given away, rolling, going towards the south.
Uh-huh.
And you burst not a minute, and you can see the cloud, just the blue clouds, the sky, just like this, standing out here. Then you take it out over there looking through that window.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's got a kind of a blue cast muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, between there and that sky, there's just enough of this that we've been talking about, like a smoke, a black smoke, which you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe in 5 minutes or less, it can vanish, wink of your eye.
Really?
Why, sure. And move on and part out and you look up and see the blue sky.
You feel good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what would you call it if you didn't have any rain for like 6 weeks or so? And the cotton was starting to shrivel up.
Most of the time it's stated it's 5 or 6 weeks we've had a dry drought.
Mm-hmm. How long would a drought have to be for you to call it a drought?
Well, as a rule, you'd see 4 to 5 weeks.
4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah.
You ever have many of those down here?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really bad?
Yeah. And sometimes the very bad time you think we need a rain, be dry 4 or 5 weeks.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Bad for the crops and the cows, too.
Yeah. Grass. Farmer, the plants is gardens and plants his farming and his corn and be dry, and later